I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, folks. It is certainly my pleasure to introduce to you one of my favorite singers of all times, our queen of soul here in New Orleans, Irma Thomas. Ms. Irma, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Well, it ain't my fault.
Well, I'm talking about just somewhere other than your performances, because I go see you all the time when you perform. So, first let me say happy holidays to you, and you are the celebrity lighter for the New Orleans Roosevelt Lobby lighting ceremony. You have the power of turning on a block-long display that'll feature 112,000 lights, 1,600 feet of garland, and 4,000 glass ornaments that adorn the beautiful lobby there. Tell me about having that power.
Well, I can't take credit for the power part, but I will be turning them on.
So I have to imagine this is just one of many of a long list of things that you've done in your life that are absolutely just great experiences, right?
Well, it came as a big surprise because that was the last thing I was expecting to be asked to do.
So how did it happen?
I have no clue. All I know is my husband told me, say, honey, you're going to be turning the lights on at the Fairmont. I said, okay. When? So then he tells me he's got to get back with me and let me know when they want it to be done. So finally they gave him the date and the time, and, you know, the rest is going to be history this evening at 5:30 when
absolutely.
I actually turn them on.
What a special honor, though, right? I mean,
I grew up, you know, looking at the lights but not going through there because for years I couldn't go through there. But by the same token, times do change, and that's why it's a surprise to me because after Katrina, when – they came back and they dropped off the one of the names of the hotel. I said, they're going to change a whole lot of other things. And they did. We no longer have the jazz court where they used to have live music in the jazz court. It's now a coffee shop, which I'm hoping they're doing okay with.
Yeah.
But there's some things that are just missing that used to be a part of that hotel that's really missing. And now they don't have featured live music in the Blue Room anymore, which is another feature that is missing because a lot of us older, matured citizens used to love going there and have dinner and hear music. And so, you know, it was a part of our lives at some point. And I played it several times before Katrina. I had played it several times, and so it was, you know, I was looking forward to going back in there again and being able to sing to all of the folks that grew up with me and my music, and things have changed, but maybe, you know, after this, they may change it and put me back in there again. Who knows?
That would be a special treat for sure. I never had the opportunity to see you there, but I remember one of the greatest performances I ever seen was Al Green at the Blue Room, and I'm sure you probably know him, but I thought it was a great performance. But again, like you, you really have these memories of the Roosevelt, you know, the Fairmont, and the Blue Room.
Yeah, I still have my post from when I appeared there. I managed to salvage that out of Katrina. So I still have some memories, but not a lot. But, I mean, you know, in terms of physical memories, but, you know, a lot of mental memories of how the Fairmont used to be, and that there was a place on the other side, on the Barone Street side, where you could go and have breakfast any time of the night or morning, 4 day in the morning and what have you. So there's a lot of good memories about that hotel that, you know, that's still in my mind. So, but this is going to be one of the bigger memories because as often as we go there, you know, you never think that would be the last thing you would think that you would be doing, turning on the Christmas holiday lights, and I'm looking forward to it.
And Miss Irma, you have to admit, that's the one constant, right, at that hotel, is that
they've been doing that for a long time, and it's always been beautiful.
No, absolutely. I mean, I remember going as a child. I brought my granddaughter there many times already. She's only 8, and, you know, it's just something that you do through the generations.
Well, my kids are older now, but I did bring my grandson there when they first did it right after the holidays. They had it all lit up. My grandson, at the time he was 9, so I'm talking 10 years ago because he's 19 now.
Yeah.
So he remembers it and he loved it, and so, you know, it's like I said, there's a lot of great memories, and I'm really looking forward to this because this is going to be a biggie and as a part of my career. I mean, how often do you get asked to turn on the lights?
No, I get it. I understand. You know, and it's kind of the beginning of the Christmas season. It just more out of my own personal curiosity, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Well, I have to say "O Holy Night," because I've recorded it a couple of times. And I used to sing it when I was in school, and it was one of the first songs that I learned to sing other than the Christmas song. And it's still a part of my singing life. I mean, I do it at church every year, at least 2 or 3 times during the holiday season. And whenever I make an appearance somewhere that they want me to sing, that's one of the songs that I do. So I'd have to say "O Holy Night."
And I know that you're still actively performing. How often are you performing these days?
Not as much as I used to. My energy levels have dwindled because of health reasons. But, you know, I pick and choose the ones that I really want to do. I have a celebration coming up for the 100-year anniversary with Touro Hospital coming up next month. So I'm still at it.
Yeah. I know you used to do a European tour quite often.
Oh yeah. That was a regular part of the year, doing the tour, you know, doing those tours, and then there's the annual cruises that we do every 2 years or so. So, you know, I take the ones that I know that I'll have the energy to be able to participate. The only difference between then and now is when I get tired, I have a stool that I can sit on.
I got a number of texts here already saying, please ask her what church she sings that song at, because I want to go to her church.
It's called Nazareth Baptist Church. It's 9108 Pritchett Place. It's back in the Holly Grove area.
Yeah, absolutely. I know exactly where it is.
Been around a long. In fact, we celebrated our 100 years 2 Sundays ago.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So what else is going on in your life right now?
Well, anything that's interesting. I'm working on a recording with the Galactic. We're in the middle of doing some recordings with them. And hopefully there's a possibility of me doing another gospel album coming up between now and February of next year. So I'm staying relatively busy.
Well, you got to get with.
I'm also part of the Jazz Museum celebration coming up next. I think it's next week or week after next. But I'm, you know, for an old broad, I ain't doing too bad.
Well, you got to get with it because we want one more album out of you for sure. And more.
Well, you're going to have to put some fire on the Galactic because I'm waiting on them to send me some more songs so we can get in there and get some more songs done. We've started it already. We have a couple of them done, but we're working on it. And I keep telling them, look, tomorrow ain't promised. You better hurry up and get it together for me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you have any special Christmas message to your fans? I'm getting a lot of texts. Folks are reminiscing
about happy holidays to all of them, and that the best holiday is when you're sharing it with others, and that's the way I feel about it. I love what I do, and sharing my talent with others. And if you can do something to help others, today is Giving Day. You know, make a donation to the giving situation, And, you know, make Christmas holiday special for someone other than just for you and your family. And that'll make you more happier than you'd ever believe, doing something for somebody else as a gift, a part of your giving. And, you know, be happy. Don't look at the glass as being half empty. Look at it as being half full, and do what you can to make man better.
Absolutely. And congratulations to you once again. Queen of Soul, but this year in New Orleans, you are the Queen of Christmas. And we appreciate everything that you do. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Have a great holiday season.
You too, love. You too.
And God bless. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.